But again, if you go with the rule of 80, it'll be everybody under Taney County.
So if...
And you know, if you did, I'm so sorry, no, I was just didn't. Thinking, if you did have somebody that worked and then became an elected official, I think in that situation, you wouldn't want to say you're not going to
Right, that wouldn't be right for them.
Yeah.
But again, somebody like myself, it puts me in a bad spot of being accused of doing something to benefit me whenever.
Sure.
I honestly couldn't care less.
Well, I think... As
for me,
because of the fact that you can show how much it would be benefit those others that you're paying the $2 million for, your case would probably be irrelevant on the fact that there's so many others.
The replacement of elected officials is the same pay regardless, so there's no benefit to get it.
It's not. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
it wouldn't matter what you're saying either, because you have to be elected each time in order for it
right.
to. So you wouldn't necessarily
true.
Be
true.
Not saying that.
And this is a very transparent interaction in the fact that you have to make this public 45 days. Everybody.
Oh yeah, none of those issues.
And so.
So the $6,669,000 that we would immediately, if we put this debt with the other,
mm-hmm.
would it, and that's based upon the salaries, right?
Yes.
So
the salaries at the time of...
The salaries, like, say if it would happen tomorrow, the salaries that they are...
Right yes, the effective on the salaries that we were provided for this.
Okay. So as those salaries increase... Does that number increase?
Not necessarily the percentage, but the amount of pay. You know, if that increases, then, I mean, 10% of $100 is different than 10% of $1,000. So the amount of money would increase, but the contribution, not necessarily.
That's the $2 million is the back pay.
Yes. Yes.
That's the back pay to catch...
The prior service.
The prior service mm-hmm. up to where it would be...
Yes.
And then what is... So L6 is what we have
mm-hmm.
presently.
Correct.
What other L's are there?
L6 is as far as you can go unless you do not pay into Social Security. Then it would be the one other option is the L11, I think it is, but it's 2.5%.
L6, the highest that we
yes.
can go, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's 2%?
The only other thing would be going from the 5-year final average salary to the 3-year final average salary.
Okay. So it would be whatever you made the last three years or the three highest years?
It's... Regardless of whether it's three or five, we go back 10 years and we take the highest consecutive 36 months or highest consecutive 60 months of service to figure that final average salary.
It's still the 5 years. I thought they had less than that. It's still the highest at 60.
We're showing that 5 year is the final average salary so far, so for police and general. Yeah, so that would be the only other enhancement that you could possibly make other than the rule of 80.
I'm going to ask the elected officials that are here, the department heads, what do you guys see... If this were something that we were to do, you're going to lose employees just through because they'll be able to retire earlier. How is that going to benefit or hurt the county?
I think from a law enforcement perspective, it'll benefit the county because we've got some folks that probably. I don't want to say they're old and over the hill, but we've got some folks that maybe don't need to be.
I feel for you. I know what you're saying.
Would they have their glasses setting like
right
this?
We had a defensive tactics class 2 months ago, Yeah. And he came in the next day and said, I'm too old for this. Mm. And he's one of our best supervisors, a really good deputy, but I understand where he's coming from. He's 62. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm too old to be out wrestling with people and doing what I'm doing.
And he could retire at, what, 55?
Well, he is retired.
Uh-huh.
He's got another couple of days of work. He's retired.
Yeah.
Next month, but yeah. He would have been able to retire some time ago. He's been here, started that party, so he's been here for like 22 years.
We'd be talking a younger age.
Yeah, but we've got, just roughly off the top of my head, we've got 17 people in our department that would be eligible. I don't know that they would all go, but we've got 17 that would be eligible.
Wow.
And I think quite a few of them probably would take advantage of it.
But then what would that do?
I think it's a good thing.
What would that do to the Sheriff's Department if we lost 17 in the course of 2 years? Now, I'm assuming that's...
We'd find replacements. It would be hard to replace them, you know, but we would find replacements. And I also would hope that it would maybe draw some folks from other counties that, or cities that have experience, you know, that they see that we have this, and maybe we could get somebody that's 45 or 50 years old that sees that they can retire in maybe 5 years or 10 years instead of working until they're 62. That might give us some more experienced, qualified applicants.
Did you say you might get in that are 45 or 50 years old?
Yes. We might get some experienced, qualified police officers that have been police officers for quite a while. But they'll move over here so they can benefit whenever they can retire at 55.
Similar to what I was asking about with County A and County B.
Yes.
That would benefit Road and Bridge, too. I think, you know, we would have other people, especially from cities, that would come here.
Have we lost anybody because we don't offer... Have we lost anybody to an entity that does offer AD and out? That we know of?
No.
How many counties in Missouri have AD and out?
Oh, counties. Uh-huh. That's different. I have to find... I can
counties,
find that out
because that's a big one.
How many cities? Do you know that?
Well, entities in general. A rough estimate would be about 30% of our entities. But I can find a definite number
Could
of
you
counties.
Get back to us with that?
And if you want me to do municipalities, cities, I can do that as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And if it breaks down, like, say, the sheriff's office?
The other thing I'd be curious to is, you know, like first-class counties. How many first-class counties have?
Yeah, okay.
Because third or fourth class probably wouldn't be able to see the same benefit.
Okay. You probably, and that are at L6.
We only want to look at L6?
Well, at L6 and then offer a combination.
Okay.
You know, we've got
so is L6 in combination with Rule of 80, or are they in... They're not in lieu of each other. You'd be this and this.
Yeah, separate.
Because L6 is a percentage. Rule of 80 is...
So that's what you would look at, is L6 and Rule of 80.
The Rule of 80 and then L6, and we could tell.
I think she's talking about...
Two different, separate them? Okay. The combo and then the L6 and then...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We would know then if we were going to have what kind of competition
right.
we're going to have.
Right. And this is okay to send to Dawn?
Pardon?
Is it okay to send
yes.
to Dawn then?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do you know what level the state is on that, AD and out? Is it an L6 or do you
like
know?
This? Like through Moser's?
Yes.
I think everybody is eligible for some... I don't think it's 80 anymore. I think it's 90. Does anybody else know that?
You know, are they at the L6 or
retirement? I'm not sure what their percentage is right now.
But I do think you're right. They've moved to 90 and out. I've been reading.
They definitely don't have what we have is the various options per entity. It's okay. All one, but I honestly don't know what that multiplier is right now.
Okay.
Is now you said Mosers, that's the state retirement?
Yes.
Do they not have loggers then?
No.
So that's it. So Mosers is their version of?
Yes.
Yeah.
For some reason I was thinking the state had loggers also. Okay. It's just municipalities.
So if they moved to 90.
It's just local government entities.
So if they moved to 90 and out, they would have to start quite young for it to be a benefit to them.
Or work longer.
Yeah, and if you work longer, then you wouldn't be losing all of your other benefits, your health. So you're going to be at the almost retirement age anyway. And especially it wouldn't affect the police department because...
So how are patrols different, though?
When it was 80, I mean, it sounds like it's 10 years, but it's really just 5. Because for every year, you get 2. You get a credit and your
every
age.
Every year you work, that makes sense.
Highway Patrol, my understanding,
the Highway Patrol is different. They're not under Mosers.
Yeah, they told me they were definitely different because I was originally told that they were under that, but I found out that's not the case.
Well, yeah. A friend of mine's on it, same age as me, and he's going to be able to go in a year and a half.
Yeah, Highway Patrol and MoDOT. There's several of them that have their own.
Okay, so MoDOT is possibly different than.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only government.
Wow. I'm sure the judicial side has something completely different too.
They do have.
Okay.
Yep.
That's not necessarily a good.
I didn't catch that.
I said that may not be a good reference to. To look at
if you're talking how we probably it wasn't, I don't know.
Yeah, I would not be able to dig deep into any of the Highway Patrol. I can attempt to find out multipliers and how they do figure theirs, because I don't think any of them are like loggers in the flexibility of maneuvering programs.
Are we able to separate out and do things for Sheriff's Department and Road and Bridge, or if you do it, you have to do it for all.
They told me. Yeah.
So at the state level, I can see where the different, the county level, I can see the benefit of being able to do it differently.
Say that again.
At the county level, I can see where it would be a benefit to do it differently for,
if you could separate.
Depending upon the job description.
Yeah. In the past, I think there have been very unique situations where they have been able, but that was dealing with Social Security or not. Mm-hmm. So if you have a department that does not pay into Social Security, then that is something that they could do differently than general, if that was the case.
Are schools on loggers?
No. They're PSRS and peers.
They don't pay into Social Security, correct?
That is correct. They have their own contribution that they have to, it's a pretty big chunk, I think 13% of their own money has to go into that.
Okay. Well, I thank you for the information. If you don't care to get that back to Dawn.
I will send that to Dawn. Was there anything else that you wanted me to look into? Other than finding out the other counties that in similar situations.
There's really no way for us to know the benefit to the county without knowing who would take advantage of it.
Correct.
And then knowing the replacement cost of the employee.
Correct. I mean, other than knowing that your money doesn't just disappear. It will benefit the county.
It still stays within our
pot. The only time it is removed from your pocket, your assets, is when somebody actually retires. We calculate how much based on actuarial science, how much it will cost for that individual to retire. We remove it from the assets and put it into a trust, a beneficiary trust, that's where all of our beneficiaries and retirees are paid from.
If